Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dream Leapers Inspiration. I'm your host, Harriet Cole. So very honored to be with you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And I hope you're feeling positive today. That's what we're going to be talking about. Choose the positive. There's a lot in those three little words. Choose the positive. I hope you understand that life is about choice. Every single day, all day long, we have choices before us and we make them all the time. We as human beings have the beauty and freedom to be able to make choices, conscious choices or not, every second of the day. And when you pay attention to that and really come to accept the power in that, your life can be different. It truly is about choice. And what do we choose to pay attention to? What do we choose to focus our attention on throughout the course of any day? If you think back, just think of yesterday. This is an example. What did you do yesterday? If yesterday was a day off for you, a day of rest, did you rest? When did you get up? What is the first thing you did when you got up in the morning or whenever you got up? When you got up, what did you do? When you put your feet on the floor as you were getting out of your bed, what is the next thing that you did? What did you think about? And what did you carry with you throughout the day? What energy did you carry with you? Were you positive? Were you melancholy? Were you agitated? Were you engaged, disengaged? Think about how you were just yesterday, what your energy was like throughout the day, and what choices you made as the day continued. I want you to spend time thinking about this. This is an exercise that you can do every day this week. When you reflect on your day, think about the choices that you made during the course of that day. And as you made choices, whether you realized you were making them or not, how did your choices impact your energy, the people around you? You know, what happened? So my mother taught my sisters and me from the beginning, and she's still doing this now, that we have the choice to be positive, that we have the choice to smile every day at ourselves first and at those around us. And it makes such a big difference. I was in Midtown Manhattan a few days ago. I had to deliver a package to someone. I was supposed to mail it. I didn't mail it. It was overdue to be delivered to this woman. So I decided I would take it myself. And it was early in the morning. I had not yet had breakfast, so I saw one of the food trucks. There were food trucks on every corner. This is in right in the heart of Midtown where there are lots of corporate offices. And I noticed that there was a food truck on every corner. And I looked for the one that had the most people there because I thought that would probably be the best one. I went over there and I ordered a breakfast sandwich. And I was talking to the person working in this food cart. And he said to me, would you like a coffee? And I am a coffee girl. I said, absolutely. Thank you. And I ordered my coffee. And then he said, I'll give it to you as a gift if you smile. I was like, whoa, I am the queen of smiles. And I didn't even realize it. I must have had a frown on my face because when he said it, I sort of felt my face. And I could feel that it was just stern. My facial expression was stern. I wasn't feeling stern, or I didn't think so. It was a little bit cold. And even though my name is Cole, I'm not a cold girl. So I was standing outside. It was a little chilly. I don't know why my facial expression didn't match how I thought I felt inside. But in any case, I smiled. I turned on my Doris Cole smile. That's my mama. And smile right back at him. And he says, here's your coffee, miss. And it was the sweetest thing. He reignited my smile. he reflected back to me that I wasn't smiling, that I, whatever the expression was on my face, was not welcoming. And just that one little thing he said helped to spark the smile again. And I was so grateful. I immediately reacted in a positive way. Now I had a choice even then. So he said to me, I'll give you this coffee for free if you smile. I could have taken offense. Don't you tell me what to do. It's early in the morning. You know, why are you questioning the way I look? You know how we can be. We can get mad at the messenger for calling us out on something. And his call out was so sweet. His call out ignited something positive in me. And I accepted it and thanked him. How often do you do that? If somebody calls you out on something or just reflects back to you something that maybe is not what you meant to display or was not positive, that was closed off, how many times has that occurred when somebody reflects back to you something that maybe it's not what you meant to be putting out into the world, and you give them a slap back because you don't appreciate that they called you out on it? How many times has that happened? How many times have you not received feedback well because you were offended that someone would say anything to you? Now, I say 1,000 times if I've said it once, you want to get feedback from people who will share it with you in a way that you can receive it. That's when you make the choice of who you will engage for feedback. That's really important. I hope you heard that. When you make the choice of who you want to share your tender heart with, choose someone who knows you well enough and who is going to react and respond and share with you in a way that you can receive. But sometimes you don't have control over that. Sometimes you're just living your life waiting at a food cart like I was, and you get feedback and it was sweet and I received it as sweet and I smiled. I know the power of a smile. I know what it means to choose the positive, which is why I wanted to talk about that today. So I have an amazing quote from someone I respect a lot, Les Brown, and he was like the original motivational speaker. I'm not even sure how many years on the planet Les Brown has been, but he certainly is in his 70s. He has been a motivational speaker probably for about 40 years, something like that, talking to audiences all over the country and beyond about the power of positive thinking and what you can do with that. So I found this quote today. He says, in every day, there are 1,440 minutes. And that means we have 1,440 daily opportunities to make a positive impact. Think about that. Isn't that something? In every day. So this is like math, folks, and I'm not a math person, but Les figured it out. We could all figure it out. But there are 1,440 minutes in a day, he says. And that means we have 1,440 daily opportunities to make a positive impact. If you think about it like that, wow. Now, let me break that down differently. For anybody who goes to the gym or does any kind of intermittent training where, boom, you're going hard for a minute or for 30 seconds, and then you back off, you take a breath, you get your faculties together, and then you go hard again for a minute. A minute counts for a lot. We may not always think so, but a minute is powerful. So much can happen in 1 minute. So much. You can do something great for yourself, incredible for others, and not. You can all kinds of things can happen. And so if you decide, I am going to take this minute, whatever it is, and honor it and make the best impact that I can, then what happens? So I go back to that man at that food cart. I'm going to go back to his food cart just to say thank you to him. Now, I'm hardly ever in that neighborhood. I'm going to make that choice in the next few weeks to go back there to thank him, because what I believe he does and probably why the line was longest there is not the food. He was doing ham, egg, and cheese sandwiches, bagels with cream cheese, you know, coffee in the blue and white cups, what everybody else is doing. He wasn't making, it wasn't like a gourmet food truck. It was a regular food truck in New York City. It looked clean. It was clean. But on each corner, there was a truck that was almost the same as his. It wasn't what he was serving food-wise. I'm going to believe that it was the fact that he was serving his positive attitude and people engaged with that. There were people while I was waiting, you know, hey, Bill, somebody named Bill, who, even though I told you this is a very corporate environment, this is someone who was probably doing construction. And in New York City, there's just as much construction as there is white collar work. And this man was buying food for a bunch of people. The man on the food truck knew his name, knew what the orders were, spoke to him so graciously. And there were three or four people in this maybe 5 minute moment that I stood, I ordered, I waited, and I received my order. And he knew several of them. All of us he greeted in a positive way. He made a positive impact, I'm going to say, on every single person, which was probably hundreds of people who visited his truck in probably a couple of hours that morning. His choice. What is your choice? How do you approach your day? How do you approach the moment? What do you do? I'm going to tell you another story, interesting, about the power of what happens in a couple of minutes. In November of last year, I was walking home from a business meeting. I was walking along a crosstown block. And in New York City, the crosstown blocks are the widest. So it was a beautiful day. It was very pleasant outside. I was slowly walking down the street, making my way home. The next day, we were headed out of town to visit my husband's family in Florida. And as I was walking down the street, I tripped. I cannot explain how, why, I just tripped. I've been known to be clumsy since I was a little girl. I can't tell you why I tripped, but I did. I tripped, and as I was attempting to break my fall, this was in seconds, folks. I'm going to say in 3 or 4 seconds. Why I say that is because I was paying very close attention because I was attempting to break my fall. And I was stumbling kind of forward as I'm attempting to bring my body backward. And then my leg hyperextended. I fell when I felt something rip in the back of my leg. And it turns out I ripped my hamstring. I'm in physical therapy now after having had surgery. That's not even the why of the story. In those 2 or 3 seconds when I felt myself stumbling and attempting to right myself, I noticed in my peripheral vision, 2 young men walking the opposite direction of me, seeing me stumble. They looked back, and they kept on walking. They could have helped me. As I fell, the moment after I hit the ground, there was a woman coming up from behind me, young woman, who stopped and she says, "Miss, are you okay?" I was like, "No, I'm not okay. Well, can I help you?" So yeah, you could help me to stand up. She did. As she was helping me stand up, there was another woman coming in the other direction. And she stopped. "Are you okay? Maybe you should just be still for a minute. Gather yourself. Take a moment." And so the first young woman passed along. This other young woman stayed with me for a moment. Me being, you know, the proud New Yorker, I don't want anybody to stay with me for too long. Dumb. But anyway, after I seemed stable standing, she said, "Just stand there for a moment. Don't go anywhere." She left. And then I tried to walk. I was a half a block from my house. I walked 3 steps and then realized I couldn't walk. Like suddenly This occurred so fast. Forget a minute. It wasn't a minute. But within 2 minutes, I realized I couldn't walk anymore. And I thank God my husband was at home. I called him. I had had the occasion to have crutches before in my life. There were crutches in my house. He brought them to me. And it took me about 20 minutes to walk a half a block across the street because I ripped my hamstring and I couldn't walk anymore. This was one of the hardest things that's ever happened to me. And it happened in way less than a minute. It took everything in my being to muster up a positive energy in order to get across the street because I was injured. And then the road back to health has been not the easiest. However, I chose to be positive about it. Well, we knew a doctor who we could call right away. I didn't get to go to Florida, but it was okay. My daughter came to me. My husband went to his family. Everybody was taken care of. We had to make different choices based upon the moment. But at every turn, I had the choice to be positive and to believe that if I did everything I could to heal, that I would heal, to surround myself with people who would help me to heal, and to make the choices that would make a difference, right? And I say that because a lot of times we don't make those choices. A lot of times we just wallow in negativity. A lot of times we give up. The level of pain, I'm telling you, was so incredibly excruciating. And I never gave up. I never gave up. I haven't given up now. I've gotten the help I needed. I'm healing. You don't heal as fast at this age as you did 20 years ago. So what? I'm healing. Why do I tell you that story? Because things happen. Crazy things happen in the matter of a second. You know, Les Brown says there are 1,440 minutes in a day. That means 1,440 opportunities to have a positive impact. Imagine that. In every day, he says, there are 1,440 minutes. Break it down by minute. That means there are 1,440 opportunities every day to make a positive impact. In that moment, when I was falling, two people helped me, two people didn't. But two people helped me. I wasn't alone. In the aftermath of those moments, there was a tremendous amount of help that I received. I want you to think about your life and moments when that have been traumatic, that have been sad, that have been unhappy, that have been heartbreaking, that have been frustrating. What do you do? What do you do in those moments? I'm serious about this question. What do you do in those moments? I want to think about, I think examples help. I have been working on a project where the level of frustration that I've experienced in working through the experience of working with folks that it's not quite clicking. You know, why don't you understand what I'm saying? Why is this not working right? You know, when there are a lot of whys, people get frustrated. When the way you look at something and the way somebody else looks at something are completely different and the work isn't getting done the way you want it to, it can be frustrating. What do you do when you get frustrated? Think about it. Ask yourself, what do you do when you get frustrated? For me, sometimes I feel like screaming. Sometimes I feel like cursing. Sometimes I just feel like giving up. Sometimes I feel like lashing out. And any of those knee-jerk reactions usually doesn't create a positive outcome. It doesn't do what Les Brown told us to do. It doesn't give a positive impact if you allow your knee-jerk reaction to take over. But we do have these experiences. And so what do you do then? Well, one of the tools that I learned more than 30 years ago that can help, does help in the moment, is take a breath. Literally, when you feel like you want to lash out, when you feel like you want to blame somebody for something, because how in the world did you get in this situation? And why, you point that finger at somebody else, why do you not understand? Why are you doing whatever this is? Why? When the whys start filling your brain, that's the time for you to take a pause, take a breath, literally breathe. Three cleansing breaths. Let's do it together now. Breathe in deep. And as you breathe in light. And hold it at the top. And as you exhale, allow any negativity to leave your body. And let's do it again. Breathe in deep. Breathe in light. Breathe light into every part of your being that feels agitated and hold it. And when you get to the top and you let go of any negativity that you feel anywhere, any nook and crevice in your neck, in your shoulder, in your foot, your knee, wherever it is. And one more time, breathe in deep. See the light filling your body and your being anywhere where there's discomfort. Give more light to it. Hold it at the top. And when you let go, just see light everywhere. And now just breathe normally. When you do that, when you take the time to take a breath, you change the narrative. You give yourself space to change the narrative. You know, I'm sorry that I got so upset just now. You can say that even if the other person in the situation is doing something that is wrong, that is not helpful, that is against the rules, whatever it might be. Even if that's so, if you reacted in a strong, intense, emotional way that didn't help the situation, you can apologize for that. Ugh, I'm so sorry that I overreacted, that I got upset, that I was frustrated. You can even talk about the situation as its own thing. So this is frustrating. We need to get this right. We've got to figure out how to do whatever this is better or accurately or whatever it may be. But then you call that thing an entity, whether it is a task, whatever it is, separate it from you and the other people, the other person, and address it as a task or as a behavior, whatever it is, but have it as a separate thing. And then address it in as calm of a way as you can. We need to address this thing that is frustrating us. Because if there's something that's frustrating you and it involves another person, trust that it's frustrating that other person too. That's human nature. We all have emotions, whether we show them or not. So if you say, look, if we can get this right, we can get this right, then we don't have to be frustrated. If we can get this right, we can move on. So let's figure out a way together that we can do that. You don't get there 1 second after being super frustrated without changing your attitude. And the breath will help you change your attitude, just like that. So what did Les Brown say? In every day, every single day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, in every day, there are 1,440 minutes. That means we have 1,440 daily opportunities to make a positive impact. When you think about that, you know, you may choose, have an exercise with yourself. Choose that in how many times in a day are you going to consciously make a positive impact? Say to yourself, I'm going to do it at least 10 times. Now, you could do it 1,440 times. So 10 times should be nothing. Maybe pick a minute. Just do an exercise, a game with yourself. Pick what minute over that 1,440 minutes in the day are you going to have a positive impact? And stop whatever you're doing and make one. It could be calling someone and saying, I just called to say hello. I thought of people this weekend that I haven't spoken to in a long time. And what I work to do when I have these aha moments, I write it down because I don't know about you, but I don't remember. I have 1,000 moments of inspiration throughout the day and I don't always remember to do it. So I didn't do it yesterday when I had these thoughts. So when I get off this broadcast, I'm going to write those people's names down and you can text them, you can call them, you can send them a note in the mail, but people that you have thought of that where you want to make an impact, make it. Contact them. If you don't have time to talk, send them a message. I was just thinking about you and wanted to send you a smile. That is having a positive impact on someone. It is. And it doesn't take that much to do it. And what happens when you offer that positive impact to others, you receive a blessing of positivity yourself. Talk about my mother all the time. She's 94 years old now. And she tells us, we ask, how are you doing? I'm making the most of what I have left. So she knows she's 94. She knows that she has more time behind her than ahead of her. But guess what? Her mother lived to be 101 and she was happy every day that I saw her, which was many years. I was a woman before she passed on. It is a choice every day, no matter what your circumstances, that you can be positive, that you can wake up positive, that when people do things that you don't care for, that hurt you, that are mean, you can still be positive. You don't have to let anyone stand in your way. My sister Stephanie, one of my favorite people on the planet, says, I will not let you steal my joy, no matter who you are. I will not let you steal my joy. Think about that. That is accessing your power and understanding that no matter what, you have control over your being, over your state of being, over your emotions. You do. We don't always realize that when bad things happen, when people hurt us, when tragedy strikes, we often believe that we don't have any control. But we do. We have control over our state of being. We have control over our emotions. Stephanie says, do not let anyone steal your joy. Les Brown says, use those 1,440 minutes to make a positive impact. Will you do that? Will you choose to do that today? Will you choose to consciously make a positive impact today? At least 10 times. Les says they're 1,440 minutes. You could do it 1,440 times. I'm saying 10 times. Pick those minutes. Pick what you're going to do. It could be smiling back at the vendor who is giving me a cup of coffee. It could be helping someone across the street who needs a little help. It could be speaking to someone who's walking down the street who looks lonely. It could be saying kind words to yourself. Reaching out to someone you haven't talked to in a long time to just say, hello, I'm thinking about you. Being kind to someone who's having a hard day at work, especially if it's at your work. Practicing kindness, practicing positivity. I promise you, your day will be sweeter if you do it. So let's do it together, everybody. And until next time, have a great day and make it count. Namaste.